And turning now to news from the world of sports, you know, there was a time in my life when I kind of appreciated horror movies. I didn't necessarily enjoy being jolted with spasms of fright by the scary films of my youth, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, the Friday the 13th franchise, but there was a certain sensation one got of, let's say, accomplishment for getting through those films and their worst moments that made it somewhat worthwhile. But this much I know about those kinds of movies, the sequels had no redeeming value whatsoever. They were still occasionally scary, but they were decidedly dumber, less and less artful in presentation, and ultimately, just getting through them felt less like an accomplishment and more like a serious waste of time. Point being that the Boston Red Sox 2012 season, merely a week old but with memories still fresh from last summer's historic collapse, is already taking on the feel of one of the throwaway Halloween sequels, let's say Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. Here are the gory details and quick summation for those lucky enough to have missed the Red Sox' third straight loss to the Tigers yesterday. Starter Clay Buchholz was terrible, gave up 7 runs. The Sox were down early 4-0, fought back to go up 10-7 into the bottom of the ninth, but then de facto closer Alfredo Aceves, who's upset he wasn't named a starter, and maybe he has a point because he certainly looked like no closer yesterday, gave up a 3-run homer to Miguel Cabrera to tie the game at 10. But then in the 11th, the Red Sox got 2 more runs to go up 12-10. Happy ending, right? Wrong. Because in the bottom of the 11th, Mark Melanson gave up a game-winning walk-off 3-run homer to Alex Avila, and the Sox lost 13-12. The Sox are in Toronto tonight against the Blue Jays, if you have nerves of steel and can bear to watch. But gloat not, Yankees fans. The Pinstripers are also winless to start the year. 3-0 losers to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. They visit the Orioles at Camden Yards tonight. It's the Mets, the New York Mets, who are turning heads at 3-0 after a 7-5 win over the Atlanta Braves yesterday. Jonathan Nease flirted with a no-hitter into the 7th for the Mets, who host the Nationals tonight. Some good news for Boston fans, at least in the NBA. The Boston Celtics avenged their worst loss of the year against the very team that handed it to them, beating the Philadelphia 76ers 103-79. And the New York Knicks topped the Chicago Bulls in overtime 100-99. Carmelo Anthony had the game-winning shot with 8 seconds left in that game. That's the sports report. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's 6:40.